Nous avons réussi.
We succeeded. This sentence is in the passé composé. A common French verb tense. Nous means we, and is the subject pronoun. Avons is the present tense of the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To have. It agrees with the subject pronoun, nous. Reus is the past participle of the verb.
Réussir.
To succeed. It agrees in gender and number with the object of the verb, which is implied here as something. In French, the past participle in
passé composé
agrees with the direct object, if it comes before the verb. Because we don't know what we succeeded at, we don't know the gender of the object, and therefore don't need to change the ending of the participle. Exclamation is the exclamation mark, signifying that the sentence is an exclamation.
Nous avons oublié.
We forgot. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is used to talk about actions that happened in the past and are now finished.
Nous
is the subject pronoun meaning we.
Avons
is the conjugated form of the auxiliary verb.
Avoir
in the
passé composé
tense, agreeing with the subject, we.
Oublié
is the past participle of the verb.
Oublié.
To forget. It agrees in gender and number with the direct object, which is implied as it, the thing that was forgotten.
Nous l'avons vu.
We saw him slash her slash it. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have already happened in the past. Nous is the subject pronoun, meaning we. Elle is the direct object pronoun, meaning him slash her slash it. This pronoun refers to a person or thing that has already been mentioned. Avons is the present tense of the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To have, which is used in the passé composé along with the past participle of the main verb. Vous is the past participle of the verb.
Voir.
To see. The sentence can be broken down as follows. We, nous, have, avons, seen, vous, him slash her slash it, elle.
Nous l'avons vu.
We saw her. Breakdown.
Nous. Nous
is the subject pronoun, we, in the first person plural.
Elle. Elle
is the direct object pronoun, her. It is the contracted form of
le.
The, and
la.
Her. The contraction occurs because the noun, her, is feminine.
Avons.
Avons is the present tense of the verb.
Avoir.
To have. We use the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
In the past participle form to form the passé composé.
Vu.
Vu. Is the past participle of the verb.
Voir.
To see. Key concepts. Past tense. The sentence is in the passé composé, a common past tense in French. Direct object pronoun. The direct object pronoun.
Elle.
Represents the direct object, her, and comes before the verb. Agreement. The past participle.
Vous.
Agrees in gender with the direct object pronoun.
Elle.
Feminine singular.
Nous avons souri.
We smiled. This sentence is in the
passé composé,
which is the most common way to express past actions in French. It's formed using the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb.
Nous
is the subject pronoun for we.
avoir
is the present tense conjugation of
avoir.
For the pronoun, we,
sourire
is the past participle of the verb
sourire,
to smile.
Nous discutâmes.
We discussed. This sentence is in the
passé simple
tense, which is used for past actions in formal writing or narration. The verb
discuter
means to discuss and is conjugated in the
passé simple
for the first person plural
nous,
which means we.
Nous avons discuté.
We discussed. This sentence is in the
passé composé,
which is a compound tense used to express actions that happened in the past. It is constructed using the auxiliary verb
avoir
to have, conjugated in the present tense
avoir,
and the past participle of the main verb
discuter,
discussed.
Nous
is the subject pronoun meaning we.
Discuter
is the past participle of the verb
discuter,
to discuss.
Nous nous sommes entretenus.
We spoke with each other. Breakdown.
Nous.
Nous. This is the first person plural pronoun, meaning we.
Sommes.
Somme. This is the third person plural form of the verb être.
Être.
To be, conjugated in the passé composé tense. It indicates a completed action in the past. Entretenus.
Entretenu.
This is the past participle of the verb entretenir.
Entretenir.
To maintain, to engage in conversation. It is used with the auxiliary verb être.
Être.
Because the verb entretenir.
Entretenir.
Is a reflexive verb, meaning the action is reflected back on the subject.
Nous.
Nous. This is the reflexive pronoun, indicating that the action of entretenir.
Entretenir.
Is directed towards the subject.
Nous.
Nous. We. Key concepts. Passé composé. This tense is used to express actions that happened in the past and are now finished. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir.
Avoir.
To have or être.
Être.
To be, and the past participle of the main verb. Reflexive verbs. These verbs indicate that the action is reflected back on the subject. They are used with a reflexive pronoun, for example, me, ti, si, nous, vous.
Demande-lui.
Ask him. The sentence is an imperative verb in the second person singular, meaning you, in the familiar form.
Demande
is the imperative form of the verb.
Demander,
meaning to ask.
Lui
is a pronoun meaning him and is the indirect object of the verb. Breakdown.
Demande
lui. Ask him. The sentence is direct and concise, reflecting the straightforward nature of the imperative mood.
Nous nous sommes entretenus.
We talked to each other. This sentence uses the reflexive verb
s'entretenir,
which means to talk to each other. The reflexive pronoun
nous,
we, is used because the action of talking is done by and to the same people. The past participle
entretenus
agrees in gender with the subject
nous,
which is feminine plural.
Nous nous entretenons.
We talked to each other. Breakdown.
News. New.
Colon, this is the first person plural pronoun, meaning, we.
News.
Autoterm. Colon, this is the past tense of the reflexive verb.
Sotertnir.
Which means, to talk to each other. Key concept. The reflexive pronoun.
New.
Is used to emphasize that the action of talking is reciprocal. We are talking to each other, not to someone else.
Nous attendîmes.
We waited. This sentence is in the past tense, specifically the passé composé. Breakdown.
Nous.
Colon, this is the subject pronoun for we.
Attendîmes.
Colon, this is the past participle of the verb.
Attendre.
To wait. In the passé composé, the past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object, if there is one. Since there is no direct object, the past participle remains in its masculine singular form.
Attendîmes.
Is also the conjugated form of the verb.
Attendre.
In the passé composé, it combines the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To have, in its past participle form.
U.
With the past participle of the main verb.
Attendu.
However, the auxiliary verb is implied, which is common in the passé composé. Key concept. The passé composé is a common past tense in French, and is formed with the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
To have, or.
Être.
To be, and the past participle of the main verb.
Nous avons attendu.
We waited. This sentence is in the
passé composé.
The most common past tense in French. It is formed using the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb.
Nous.
Nous. Is the subject pronoun for we.
Avons.
Avoir. Is the present tense conjugation of
avoir.
For the subject pronoun.
Nous.
Attendu.
Attendre.
Is the past participle of the verb.
Attendre.
To wait.
Nous sommes allés à pied.
We went on foot. This sentence is in the
passé composé.
The most common past tense in French. The subject is
nous.
We, and the verb is
aller.
To go, conjugated in the
passé composé.
With the auxiliary verb
être.
To be, in the plural form
somme.
And the past participle
aller.
The phrase
à pied
literally means on foot, and is a prepositional phrase indicating how we traveled.
Nous sommes allés à pied.
We went on foot. This sentence uses the
passé composé,
which is a common way to express past actions in French. Breakdown.
Nous.
Colon, this is the subject pronoun, we.
Somme.
Colon, this is the third person plural form of the verb, être, to be, in the present tense. It is used with the past participle to form the
passé composé.
Aller. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb, or le, to go. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the subject. Since the subject is
nous.
We, the past participle is feminine plural.
À pied.
Colon, this translates to, on foot. It is a prepositional phrase indicating the means of transportation.
On a bâillé.
We yawned. The verb Baie means to yawn. It is a verb in the past tense. The u is a subject pronoun meaning we. Nous avons baillé. We yawned. Breakdown. Nous. This is the pronoun we in the nominative case, meaning it acts as the subject of the verb. Avons. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb avoir, to have, in the first person plural. Baillé. This is the past participle of the verb baillé, to yawn, which is used in the passé composé tense. Key concepts. Past composé. This tense is used to describe an action that happened in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, or être. To be, plus the past participle of the main verb. Agreement. In the passé composé, the past participle must agree in gender and number with the direct object, if there is one. In this sentence, there is no direct object, so the past participle, baillé, remains in its masculine singular form. Nous essayons. We will try. This sentence uses the future tense of the verb essayer. To try. The future tense is formed by using the infinitive of the verb plus the appropriate ending based on the subject pronoun. The future tense is used to express actions that will happen in the future. The nous we form is used as the subject pronoun. The future tense ending for nous is ou. Nous tentons. We will try. This sentence uses the future simple tense, indicated by the verb tenterons, which is the future form of the verb tenter, to try. Nous is the subject pronoun, we. Fantastique. Fantastic. This is an interjection, meaning it is a word or phrase that expresses a strong emotion. In this case, it is an expression of excitement, admiration, or approval. Nous l'emporterons. We will win. Nous is the subject pronoun, we. Elle is the direct object pronoun, it slash him slash her, standing in for a noun previously mentioned. Emporterons is the future tense of the verb emporter, which means to take away or to win. Nous gagnerons. We will win. This sentence is in the future tense, using the nous we form of the future tense of the verb gagner, to win. The future tense in French is formed by adding the following endings to the infinitive. O. E. A. O. E. O. The future tense indicates that the action will happen in the future. Nous avons chaud. We are hot. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Nous is the subject pronoun, we. Avons is the present tense form of the verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the first person plural. It is used here with the adjective chaud to form the expression avoir chaud, which means to be hot or to feel hot. Chaud is the masculine adjective, hot. It agrees in gender and number with the subject pronoun, nous. Nous sommes des hommes. We are men. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb être, to be, conjugated in the first person plural form. Sommes. Nous is the subject pronoun for we. ne is a contraction of ne, of and le. The and acts as a partitive article in this case, meaning some or any. Om is the plural noun for men. Nous sommes tristes. We are sad. This sentence is in the present tense of the verb être. To be. Nous is the subject pronoun for we. Somme is the present tense conjugation of être for the pronoun nous. Triste is an adjective describing the state of being sad. The sentence is straightforward and simple, conveying the feeling of sadness. Nous sommes timides. We are shy. This sentence uses the nous form of the verb être, which means to be. Nous is the first person plural pronoun, meaning we. Sommes is the present tense conjugation of the verb être. For the first person plural, the word timide is an adjective meaning shy. Bienvenue. Well seen. This is an exclamation of approval or admiration. Breakdown. Bien means well or good and is an adverb, modifying the adjective vu. Vu means seen and is a past participle used as an adjective in this case. Key concept: the use of the past participle vu in this phrase is interesting. Although it's literally translated as seen, it's used here as an adjective to describe something that has been observed or understood well. This is a common way to use past participles in French, especially when expressing approval or agreement. Bien-cuit. Well-cooked. This phrase is a simple exclamation used to express satisfaction with the degree of doneness of something, usually food. Bien means well or good and is an adverb modifying the past participle cuit, which means cooked. The exclamation mark indicates that it is a statement of strong feeling. À la bonne heure. That's great. This is an informal expression of agreement and approval. À la bonne heure literally translates to at the good hour. However, it's used idiomatically to express something like good for you. That's the way to do it. Or, I'm glad to hear that. It's often used to express relief or satisfaction with a decision or action. Bien joué. Well done. This phrase is an informal expression of praise or approval. Breakdown. Bien. This is the adverb meaning well. Joué. This is the past participle of the verb joué. To play. It is used in this context to express a successful or impressive performance, similar to played well. The exclamation mark adds emphasis and excitement to the phrase, making it a more lively and energetic expression of appreciation. Sauce. This is an informal expression of excitement, surprise, or joy. It's a shortened version of sensational and translates to awesome or wow in English. Pas mal. That's not bad. Breakdown. Pas means not and acts as an adverb. Mal means bad and is an adjective. The two words together form a negative expression, meaning something is not bad or that it's good. Pas mal is an informal way of saying pretty good, or not bad at all.
Set extra.
That's awesome. This is a very common and versatile phrase in French. Let's break it down. C'est is a contraction of ce, this, and is. Extra is an adjective meaning extra, great, or awesome. So, this phrase means this is extra or this is awesome. You could use this to express your approval or excitement about something.
Bravo!
This is an exclamation of praise, meaning bravo or well done. There are no grammatical elements to analyze as it is just a single word.
Bravo!
This is an exclamation of approval or admiration. It literally translates to bravo in English. It is often used to express excitement or appreciation for a performance or achievement.
Comment vas-tu?
How are you? This is a simple question in French, used to ask someone how they are doing.
Comment
means how.
Vas-tu
is a contraction of
va,
goes, and
tu,
you. It literally means goes you, but is used in the context of how are you.
Tu
is the informal way to address someone, used for friends, family, and people you are close to. In this case, the verb
aller,
to go, is used in a way that expresses how one is doing, as opposed to being in motion. We say, how are you going, in English, which is similar.
Ça va?
This is a casual greeting, meaning, how are you? Or, how's it going?
Ça
is a contraction of
cela,
meaning, that.
Va
is the third person singular present tense of the verb
aller,
which means to go. In this context,
va
refers to how one is doing.
Quoi de beau?
What is beautiful? This sentence is a simple question using the interrogative pronoun
quoi,
meaning what.
De
is a preposition indicating possession, in this case, referring to something that is beautiful.
Beau
is an adjective meaning beautiful. This is a simple sentence that can be translated directly into English.
Qu'y a-t-il?
What is there? This is a simple question using the interrogative pronoun what and the verb
y a-t-il.
There is breakdown.
Q
is a contraction of
que,
that, and
il,
it, meaning what.
E
is a pronoun that refers to a place or location, meaning there.
A-t-il
is the verb to be in the third person singular form, meaning, is there.
The
te is a liaison sound that connects the
a
to the
il.
Together, the phrase, qu'y a-t-il, asks the question, what is there?
Quoi de neuf?
This is a casual greeting, similar to, what's up? In English. The literal translation is, what of new?
Quoi
means what?
De
means of.
Neuf
means new.
Qui s'en préoccupe?
Translation, who cares? Breakdown.
Qui?
Qui? This is the interrogative pronoun meaning, who. It is the subject of the sentence.
SN.
So. This is a reflexive pronoun that combines the reflexive pronoun. sir. And the preposition are preoccup, preoccup. This is the third person singular form of the verb preoccupe, meaning to worry or to care. This sentence is an example of an informal, almost dismissive, way of asking, who cares? Oh, cool. That's really cool. Breakdown. Oh. Means too much or very in this context. It is used to emphasize the positive feeling. Cool. Is a common French word, borrowed from English, meaning cool or awesome. The exclamation point indicates excitement and enthusiasm. The sentence expresses a strong positive reaction, similar to that's awesome or that's so cool in English. Qui s'en soucie? Who cares? This sentence is a short and direct question. Qui is the interrogative pronoun meaning who. S is the contraction of the reflexive pronoun sir. And the verb are meaning oneself and of it, respectively. Are is a pronoun referring to something already mentioned, in this case, the subject of concern. Souci is the verb to worry in the third person singular present tense. The question qui s'en soucie literally translates to who worries themselves about it, but in English, the more natural and direct translation is who cares. A qui ceci importe-t-il? To whom does this matter? This sentence is an interrogative sentence, a question that uses the a personal pronoun il to ask about the recipient of something that matters. A qui to whom, indirect object. Ceci this subject. Apport matters, verb, third person singular present indicative. Deal does it, pronoun plus verb ending for third person singular. The verb apporter means to matter and is conjugated in the third person singular present indicative to agree with the subject. Ceci the pronoun il is added after the verb as a part of the a personal construction. The pronoun il is the subject of the verb, but it does not refer to a specific person or thing. It is used to make a general statement about something that matters. The sentence can be rephrased as qui se soucie de cela? Who cares about this? Both sentences express the same meaning. Qui est? This translates to who is this? The sentence uses the pronoun qui, which means who, and is used to ask a question about the identity of a person. S is a contraction of est-ce, which is an informal way to introduce a question. Qui is the subject of the sentence, and S is a contraction used to introduce a question, which is a common feature of French syntax. Qui est-il? Who is he? This is a simple question using the interrogative pronoun qui, meaning who. It is followed by the verb être in the third person singular form est, meaning is. Finally, the pronoun il, meaning he, completes the sentence. The word order is consistent with French interrogative sentences, which typically begin with the interrogative word.
Qui est?
Who is this? The sentence uses the
qui,
who pronoun, which is interrogative, meaning it asks a question. It is followed by
est,
which is a contracted form of
est-ce.
Is it that, used to introduce questions. The phrase
qui est
is a common way to ask, who is this?
Qui est-il?
Who is he? This sentence is a simple question in the present tense.
Qui
means who, and is the subject of the sentence. Is the third person singular form of the verb to be in the present tense.
Il
means he, and is the direct object of the sentence. The sentence literally translates to who is he?
Qui sait?
Who knows? This sentence is a simple question using the pronoun
qui,
who, and the verb
sait,
knows, in the third person singular. The question mark at the end indicates the interrogative nature of the sentence. The phrase
qui sait
can be used in situations where there is uncertainty or ambiguity about something. It's similar to the English expression, who knows? The tone of the phrase can vary depending on the context. For example, it can be used to express curiosity, skepticism, or a lack of information.
Qui a parlé?
Who spoke? This sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it asks a question.
Qui
is the interrogative pronoun, who. It acts as the subject of the sentence.
A
is the auxiliary verb, have, in the third person singular. It is used with the past participle.
Parler.
To form the passé composé, the most common past tense in French.
Parler
is the past participle of the verb.
Parler.
To speak. It agrees in gender and number with the subject.
Qui,
which is understood to be masculine singular. The sentence literally translates to, who has spoken, but is more naturally translated as, who spoke, in English.
Qui ira?
Who will go? This is a simple question using the interrogative pronoun
qui,
who, followed by the future tense of the verb
aller,
to go. The future tense is formed by using the auxiliary verb
aller,
to go, conjugated in the future tense followed by the infinitive of the main verb.
Qui
is the subject of the sentence, and
ira
is the conjugated verb.
C'est qui,
Tom? This is who, Tom? The sentence is a question asking, who is this?
Say,
c'est is a contraction of
il est,
he is, or
elle est,
she is, but in this case, it is used in a more general sense meaning, this is.
Qui,
qui is an interrogative pronoun meaning, who.
Tom,
Tom is a proper noun referring to the name, Tom. This question is used to identify a person. The speaker is asking the listener to identify the person in question.
Génial.
This is great.
Génial
is an adjective meaning great or awesome. It is an informal, enthusiastic expression, similar to amazing or fantastic in English.
Qui est malade?
Who is sick? This sentence uses the interrogative pronoun
qui,
who, as the subject of the sentence. The verb is conjugated in the third person singular, agreeing with the subject.
Ki.
Who.
The adjective.
Malad. Sick, describes the subject.
Genial.
That's great. The word
genial
means great or awesome in French. It's an informal and enthusiastic way to express positive feelings.
Super.
That's great. This is an exclamation of excitement or approval in French. It's very informal and is equivalent to super in English.
Excellent.
This is an exclamation of approval or excitement, meaning excellent in English.
Magnifique.
Magnificent. This is an exclamation expressing admiration or delight.
Magnifique
is an adjective meaning magnificent or splendid. The exclamation point at the end indicates strong emotion.
C'est merveilleux.
This is wonderful. The sentence is a simple declarative statement, meaning it is stating a fact.
C'est
is the contraction of
ce.
This and
is merveilleux
means wonderful, marvelous, or amazing. It is a very common and versatile phrase that can be used in many situations.
Quelle merveille!
What a marvel! This is an exclamation of awe and wonder. Let's break it down.
Quelle
means what in this case, but it can also mean which or what kind of. Here it's acting as an adjective, modifying the noun that follows.
Merveille
means marvel or wonder. This is the noun that the adjective
quel
modifies. The exclamation mark at the end indicates a strong feeling of surprise and appreciation.
Formidable.
This is an exclamation of excitement, amazement, or admiration. It translates to amazing or fantastic. There are no grammatical elements to break down as it's just one word.
À la bonne heure.
That's great. Or that's timely. Breakdown.
À
is a preposition meaning to or at.
La
is the definite article, meaning the.
Bon
is the feminine adjective meaning good. Is a noun meaning hour or time. Literal translation, to the good hour. Explanation: this phrase is an idiomatic expression that conveys agreement or approval, often in response to a suggestion or request. It implies that the timing of something is convenient or opportune. It's also similar to the English phrase, right on time. Key concept. Idiomatic expressions are phrases that have a figurative meaning that is different from the literal meaning of the words. They are common in all languages and add nuance and color to communication.
Sauce-ass.
This is an exclamation meaning awesome or fantastic. It's a slang word and is a shortened version of
sensational.
It's informal and is typically used by younger people.
Sois calm.
Be calm. This sentence is an imperative command, meaning it is a direct order or instruction. The verb
sois
is the second person singular form of the verb
être.
To be in the imperative mood. It is telling the listener to be in a state of calmness. The word
calm
is an adjective meaning calm.
Courir.
Run. This is a simple imperative sentence in the
wu
form, meaning you, plural or formal singular.
Kuai
is the imperative form of the verb
kuai,
to run. The exclamation mark at the end indicates urgency or a strong command.
Ekrivena Tom.
Write to Tom. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command.
Ekrive
is the imperative form of the verb
ekrive,
to write. The imperative form is used to give commands or instructions. A is a preposition meaning to or at.
Tom
is the name of the person you are being told to write to.
Dukudi,
you are driving. The sentence is in the
du
form, which is the informal you in French. It is conjugated in the present tense of the verb
conduire,
which means to drive.
Conduire
is the singular form of the present tense verb for the
du
form. It is essentially the infinitive form of the verb
conduire,
with the ending
s
added.
Toi, conduire.
You, drive. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. The subject pronoun
toi
is used to emphasize who is being addressed. It is followed by the verb
conduire,
which is the second person singular imperative form of the verb
conduire,
to drive. The exclamation point emphasizes the command's directness.
Vous conduisez.
You are driving.
Vous
is the formal pronoun for you, used when addressing someone you don't know well, or someone older than you.
Conduisez
is the present tense of the verb
conduire,
to drive, conjugated in the second person plural.
Tu sens mauvais.
You smell bad. The sentence
tu
means you. It's the informal you used with friends or family.
Sauce
is the present tense of the verb to smell in the second person singular form. It is conjugated to match the subject
tu. Mauvais
means bad. It's an adjective describing the smell.
Tu commences.
You are starting. This is a simple sentence in the
tu
form of the verb
commencer,
which means to start or to begin. Breakdown.
Tu
: the subject pronoun, you, informal, singular.
Commence
: the verb to start, conjugated in the present tense, second person singular.
Commence
is the
du
form of the verb
commencer
in the present tense. This sentence is used to indicate that the person being addressed is beginning something.
Vous commencez.
You begin. This is a simple sentence in the
vous
form of the verb
commencer. Vous
is the formal you in French, used when addressing someone you don't know well, someone older than you, or someone in a position of authority.
Commencer
is the second person plural present tense conjugation of
commencer,
which means to begin. The literal translation is you begin, but in this context, it can also mean let's begin or start.
Soyez calme.
Be calm. This is an imperative sentence in the
Vous.
Form, meaning, you, plural, or formal singular. The verb, être. To be, is conjugated in the imperative form.
Soyez.
The adjective.
Calme.
Calm is used as a complement to the verb.
Tu as essayé.
You tried. This is a simple sentence in the
passé composé
tense, which is the most common way to express past actions in French.
Tu
is the subject pronoun for you, informal.
As,
as is the auxiliary verb, avoir.
Avoir.
In the present tense, it is used to form the
passé composé
tense with the past participle of the main verb, essayer.
Essayer
is the past participle of the verb, essayer.
Essayer.
To try. Therefore, the sentence literally translates to, you have tried. In English, we would typically say, you tried.
Vous avez essayé.
You tried. The sentence, vous avez essayé, is in the
passé composé
tense, which is used to describe an action that happened in the past, and is now finished.
Vous
is the formal, or plural form of, you.
Avez
is the conjugated form of the auxiliary verb
avoir.
To have, in the
passé composé.
Essayer is the past participle of the verb
essayer.
To try. In this case,
essayer
is directly after the auxiliary verb, so we know that the subject of the sentence, you, is plural, or formal.
Tu vas bien.
You are doing well. This sentence uses the informal, to, form of the verb, or le, in the present tense.
Va.
Which means, are going. This is the informal, you, that is used with friends, and family.
Bien.
Means, well. So, the complete meaning is, you are going well. This is a common way to say, you are doing well, in French.
Cha.
Hey. This is a very informal, friendly greeting. It is similar to saying, hey, or hi, in English.
Cha
is a shortened form of
salut,
which is a more formal way of saying hello.
C'est toi qui l'est.
It is you, who are it. This sentence uses the inversion grammatical structure. This is when the verb comes before the subject. The phrase
c'est
is the contracted form of
il est,
which means, it is. The verb
est
is the third person singular form of the verb
être.
To be. In this sentence, the pronoun
toi,
you, is the subject. The phrase
qu'il est
is the relative clause. This is a clause that refers back to a noun
toi,
in this case, and provides more information about it.
Qui
is the relative pronoun, which functions as the subject of the relative clause.
Elle
is the direct object pronoun referring to an unspecified object that was previously mentioned in the context.
Est
is the second person singular form of the verb
être.
To be. The sentence translates to, it is you, who are it, and implies that the speaker is accusing the person they are talking to of being something, or having a particular quality.
Vise plus haut.
Aim higher. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command, or instruction.
Vise
is the imperative form of the verb.
Viser,
meaning to aim.
Plus haut
means higher. This is a motivational phrase that encourages someone to set their sights on bigger goals.
Viser plus haut.
Aim higher. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command.
Viser
is the second person plural form of the verb.
Viser,
which means to aim or to target.
The
ending indicates that it is a command directed at you, the listener.
Plus
is an adverb meaning more.
Or
is an adjective meaning high.
Together,
plus haut means higher.
Therefore, viser plus haut
means aim higher.
Tout le monde à bord.
Everyone on board. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command.
Tout
means all or every and is used here as an adjective modifying the noun.
Mood.
Le is the definite article meaning the and is used before
mood
to specify that it refers to everyone in this specific context, like on a plane or a ship.
Mood
is the noun meaning world or people. Here it's referring to a group of people.
Ah
is the preposition meaning to or on and connects
mood
to
war. War
is the noun meaning edge or side, but in this case, it is used as a nautical term for the board of a ship or the side of a plane. So the entire sentence can be interpreted as a command. Everyone, get on board.
Soyez calme.
The sentence means, be calm.
The verb, soyez,
is the imperative form of the verb,
être.
To be, it is in the plural form, meaning it is directed at more than one person.
Calme
is the adjective, calm, in the plural form, used as a predicate adjective after the verb.
Tout le monde à bord.
Everyone on board. Breakdown.
Tout
means all or every. This is a pronoun in this case.
Le
means the. It is a definite article, and it's masculine singular in this instance.
Mood
means world, but in this case, it means everyone.
Ah
means to or at and is a preposition.
Bore
means board or side and is a noun. Key concepts.
Tu
plus
le
plus
mood
is a common French phrase that means everyone or everybody.
Ah
plus
bore
is a common French phrase that means on board or aboard.
Suis-je clair?
The translation is, am I clear? The sentence uses the
suis
form of the verb
être
to be in the first person singular of the present tense. This form is used in questions.
Le,
je,
I is omitted, as is common in informal French questions.
Le clair
is an adjective meaning clear in this context. So, the full breakdown is
suis,
am,
je,
I omitted,
clair,
clear.
Suis-je clair?
Am I clear? This sentence is a question in the first person singular, meaning I. It utilizes the verb
être
to be, conjugated in the present tense, in the interrogative form, su is ye. The phrase clair is an adjective meaning clear, and functions as a predicate adjective modifying the subject, ye, I. The question, su is ye clair, seeks confirmation from the listener that the speaker's explanation or message has been understood.
Suis-je en train de mourir?
Am I dying? This sentence uses the present continuous tense, which is formed with the verb être. To be, in the present tense followed by the present participle of the main verb. The present participle is formed by adding or to the stem of the verb. In this case, the verb is
mourir.
To die, so the present participle is
mourir. Suis-je
is the first person singular of the present tense of the verb
être,
meaning, am I.
En train de
is a phrase that indicates an action in progress, similar to the English, in the process of.
Mourir
is the infinitive of the verb, to die.
Mourir
is the present participle of the verb.
Mourir.
Therefore, the full sentence means, am I in the process of dying,